Here. Jeez. Sorry, let me just get situated. Gotta make sure the hair looks good. Okay, why? Jesus fucking Christ. My internet company is like calling me and I like paid the bill so they can leave me alone. Okay. Hey guys, it's me, CTG Aria, founder of CoolTransGirl.com, and today is the first episode of my new podcast, The Cool Trans Girl Confessional, coming to you live from my studio, which is literally my closet with a bunch of blankets and pillows. You can see my shoes right here. My setup right now literally looks like a hostage negotiation situation extravaganza, where my captors are demanding that I tell the camera that you better wire $100,000 by midnight or else they're going to cut my head off with a machete. But that's besides the point. We're just trying to make our dreams come true and hold ourselves accountable. Also, I live in New York City on the second floor next to a bus stop off a busy road. So I really am doing the best I can. If you hear things in the background, like just ignore it. I'm really sorry. You know, when I get the stew money, we'll revisit. We'll have better audio. So anyways, a little bit about me. My name is Aria. I have lived in New York for the last 2.5 years. I am 27. No, I'm 26. I'm 26. I'm almost 27 years old. And I founded a website called Cool Trans Girl, which essentially I just wanted to create because I wanted to create a community of trans women to support one another, to highlight excellence within the trans community, as well as just like give the advice that I wish I had earlier in my transition, because I feel like a lot of our, like a lot of the content surrounding like transitioning is just about like feminization and the physical transformation of like male to female. And there's so much more to our transness and in the transition, like the mindset change. And, you know, just as an adult in general, like cis people too, we all go through like these major transitions in our life. And so our gender transition and just like, you know, coming of age in general kind of go hand in hand. And so we're dealing with all these like changes of life. And then on top of it, like dealing with like a gender transition and, you know, there's just a lot of things that, adversity that we have to go through. And not a lot of people like really talk about like the mental aspect of it. So yeah, that's why I founded Cool Trans Girl. I highly encourage you, give the website a check. I'll tag it in the bio or the description or whatever. But yeah, there's some articles on there about confidence and just, reinventing yourself and vision boarding. And, you know, there's some goodies on there and there's more to come. So anyways, that's why I started it. This podcast in particular is just me kind of like ranting and telling you guys about my silly little life. I am planning on having trans women come onto this channel, and we'll key. And so we'll be recording conversations and we'll get that like community aspect of Cool Trans Girl. But for now, it is a solo podcast. I should be having somebody on here shortly though. And I'm just going to like tell you about my silly little life. And hopefully some of it resonates with you. It makes you laugh. And you know, you feel a little bit seen is my goal. And even if you're not trans, I think that you'll enjoy this podcast and maybe you can understand the perspective of trans women just like a little bit more, and be a better ally. And maybe if you're a tranny chaser and if you're just like watching this because I'm hot, hopefully you can learn to treat trans women better, and stop being a piece of shit. Sorry. Anyways, so we're going to start off with New Year resolutions 2024. So 2024, I decided to start the year with a dopamine detox, which means that I was cutting out alcohol, weed, nicotine, sex, just all of those things and social media out of my life so that I could focus on rebuilding myself. And in the meantime, I've been like doing my Pilates. I've just been like going to work and hustling and trying to make money, because these hair extensions and these nails and this makeup and just this lifestyle that I have created for myself are not going to pay for themselves. So Alcohol, I already kind of wasn't really drinking that much anyway, so that was pretty easy to cut out. And weed, I stopped smoking because for me at least, like when I like smoke and I drink, like it just makes me like kind of depressed. And I had just gotten out of this situationship a month and a half ago, so I wasn't even like having sex anyways. And I just needed that time for myself to heal and just like really like put that love back into myself, because this situationship, like this guy essentially broke up with me and told me that he broke up with me because he was looking for something serious and I couldn't have no babies, which honestly felt like a cop out and is just like a really shitty thing to say to a trans woman. And that like really, that challenged me mentally, and just some of the things that he said to me like stuck in my head. And looking back on it, it was like a toxic situation, but you know, there still are some residual feelings there. But ultimately, like, I'm not going to stay caught up on somebody who told me that they cannot be with me because of a part of me that is unchangeable, immovable. Like, that is an inherent part of who I am, especially, you know, cool trans girl being my brand. Like, that's fucking crazy. Like, you know, and I have more, I have respect for myself not to, hold on to that and to let that go. And I gave him a very clean break. So when he broke up with me, I shed one tear, I packed my shit and did no contact, blocked him, on Instagram, on both of his accounts, and, you know, deleted his number, just so I could like, you know, move on and heal and maybe see in the future if whatever things would happen. But then he reached out to me again, on Christmas, and, you know, it was just like checking on me, and it was just like a one, you know, one little text exchange that was like nice or whatever. But, then he texted me like 2 days ago, like, and he sent me like a picture of like some tarot cards that were like a part of my tarot deck that, I left at his house. And he was like, are these yours? And like, don't like, he knew they were mine. So he's just like asking me like dumbass questions and trying to get a response out of me, because he's in his fifis, because, you know, men know when you're fucking over them or you don't need them in their life, and men need to feel validated or whatever. I don't know what the fuck he's going through. I don't really care. It's not my problem. But, you know, don't come at me with that stupid ass beta energy trying to get like, you know, asking questions you already know the fucking answer to. Because even though we broke up or whatever, like, would I still have sex with him? Probably. Like, I have sex flashbacks consistently. But when you come into my, when you text me like stupid shit asking me questions you already know the answer to, like, ew, gross, like, that just kind of gives me the ick. Like, if you really want to make this happen, like, A, you need to make it up to me. B, you know where I live. C, you know what sizes I wear. And D, you know what I like. So you have all of the information that you need in order to, you know, do some sort of rekindling or whatever. But anyways, that just kind of like pissed me off, because, I was just, I'm trying to protect my peace and move on. So, which brings me to why I broke my, my dopamine detox rule yesterday, which was to not have sex. So let's get into it, because it's kind of a funny story. So I was pretty pissed off about like him just texting me and just like kind of not respecting that boundary. Because, you know, it just like brings up emotions, and I'm still like trying to, you know, still kind of, I'm still getting over it, even though I like recognize the situation as like not good for me. Like, it's still like, it's just a fucked up thing to do. And especially if you're just trying to like feel out the situation, like, you know, say what you mean, me, which is say, be intentional behind something. I'm not fucking entertaining that. So I was pretty pissed off about that still. And then that day, my friend or my coworker, she like asked me to cover a shift for her, and I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And so I was like, I'm choosing violence today. Like, I like was listening to Flo Millie like all fucking day. I was in like my bad bitch, like, I don't need a fucking man, like, just very much like in my bad bitch energy, my dark feminine, like, yeah, like ready to shit on some bitches. So I blew my hair out. did my makeup fucking flawlessly, had a big old wang, and put on like a sexy as fuck outfit with a nasty little red G-string on underneath, so I could go to work. And well, let me explain. I'm a hostess at one of my jobs, so essentially I just look hot and like walk people to tables, and it's like the easiest gig ever. And it's like a nicer restaurant. Like, it's a well-known restaurant, and like celebrities go there sometimes. So, you know, I can be trendy, I can be sexy. Also, like, the sexier that I dress and the hotter that I look, the more money I get from Coachcheck. So I was just ready. I was just like feeling myself. I was fucking with myself heavy. Like, I wasn't really like going there, going to work and being like, I need attention and, you know, I need to be fucked. But when I left the house, I was thinking, I was like, do I need to douche? Because like, I might get caught up. Like, and I kind of was like, oh, you know, I feel like I'm open to receive that, because I haven't had sex in like a month and a half. And, you know, I was periodically getting these sexual fantasies with, you know, my ex situationship, and then I would just like masturbate and get the fuck over it. But I was like, oh, I need some new dick. But I don't want to go on Grindr for that, because Grindr is fucking trash. It is like the worst app ever. Like, I know that like a lot of the girls go on there, but I have not had like one good situation come out of Grindr. Like, I'm sorry, the app is trash. Throw it away. Like, you know, just be a little more confident and meet people. Like, you're perfectly capable of meeting people in like real life. And I think that's, you just have a better representation of yourself. And I mean, I guess I understand why, because it's like, it's already out on the table, but I just like, I don't ever want to be with a man who's like on Grindr. Like, that just like grosses me out. Anyways, faggot behavior. So anyways, went to work feeling like a bitch, looking like a slut. And I was just like feeling my oats and walking people to tables, and I was shitting on bitches, and you know, these girls' boyfriends' necks were breaking, which like, I'm sorry, I don't want your man, sis. And but you know, and that feels, that does feel like kind of shitty, because I'm like, the girls are looking at me mad. I'm like, I don't want your man. I'm sorry. It's not for him. It's really not for him. But anyway, so I was working, and I like, and walking back into the restaurant, because I was like outside updating the dining room, and there's these like two guys coming in, and they're both a fucking delicious tall men who take care of themselves. One in particular, this tall, sexy blonde man, literally so fucking buff, like he was a fucking 10. I was like, okay. And we just like noticed each other instantly, and we were like, we see each other, we good. So I walked them to their table, and you know, as you know, had a little shake of my walk, flipping my hair, just like feeling really cute, feeling really confident. And then, you know, and we just like, you know, made eye contact, smiled. I go back to the host stand, and I'm like, oh my God, like, I want both of these men to Eiffel Tower me. Like, that would just like be, that would just be like a dream come true, honestly, if they Eiffel Towered me. But if I were to pick one, it would be the blonde one, and you know, whatever. So anyways, so we have a laugh about that. Everybody's like, yeah, no, they're really fucking hot. And like, I get up again, I'm like walking across the dining room, and we like, you know, he's like getting up at the same time, we make eye contact, we smile, whatever. And you know, it's just like in my mind, I wasn't like thinking too much about it. I was just like, oh, he's cute, like whatever, like he's hot. But I was also like, I want to climb this man like a tree. But I wasn't like really desperate or chasing after that. So he finishes dinner with his friend, and I'm like updating the dining room, and I'm like walking behind him. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, because they had checked some bags in Coachcheck earlier, and I was like, oh, do you need your stuff? And he's like, oh yeah. And he's like, oh, should I come down with you? And I was like, yeah, okay. Gonna explain my outfit for this next portion. So this disrespectful, slutty ass outfit that I wore was a maroon plaid mini skirt that I got at a Danielle Guizzo sample sale. Literally, like, if you bent over, your coochie is out. And like I said before, I was wearing a nasty red G-string underneath because I chose violence when I woke up that day. I was also wearing my snakeskin knee-high boots, the ones that are in the picture for my podcast, a red no dress, or a maroon no dress corset, and then a maroon fur bolero that I also got from the Danielle Guizzo sample sale. Hair blown out, fat weighing. I looked sexy. Everybody at work was like, bitch, you look so hot today. Like, you look hot every day, because, I mean, that's also something that kind of helped me. That just helps me with like my gender euphoria in general, is making sure I always look my best. But there was something in particular, about that day, about yesterday. So anyways, back to the story. I'm walking downstairs. He's just like, oh, like, have you worked here long? And blah, blah, blah. He has an accent. He's like European. He's like asking me about my boots. And I'm like, yeah, they're like boots. And he's like, no, but where did you get them? I'm like, why the fuck do you care? I'm like, okay, they're shoots. They're shoots, by the way, S-C-H-U-T-Z. And then we go to like the closet check or whatever. And I like bend over the door because I know my ass is going to poke out, because I was feeling sexy and I was feeling cute. And I was like, if he wanted to, he could. Crazy, crazy girl. So I bent over. Literally, I know my ass is out. He takes both the bags. And then I go to walk upstairs. I walk upstairs first so he can see up my skirt as he's walking, because I'm a depraved, nasty whore. And it's funny because the main boss of like the front end or whatever, earlier he was like, oh, you can go ahead of me. And I was like, no, I'm wearing a short skirt. And then he pretty much called me a whore. And he's like, well, maybe you should stop wearing impractical clothes to work, and you shouldn't wear such short skirts. And I'm like, nice try. I like tip money and I like to feel cute. Like I, you know, it's not because I want to get dicked down, but I like feeling sexy. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that feels very empowering as a trans woman, or just a woman in general, just to, like, really walk into a space and, like, own that space completely and be like, yes, I'm sexy. Yes, I'm transsexual. What the fuck? Like, who cares? What are you going to do about it? Like, this is me. I'm showing up as my authentic self, and you can joke, and I'm not gonna, you know, dumb myself down for cis people. Like, absolutely not. So anyways, so he sees up my skirt and we walk back to the host stand, and he's like, oh, are you here often? I'm like, well, yeah, I work like 4 to 6 days a week. Like, these hair extensions are not going to be for themselves. And he's like, you know, just like, we just chat a little bit, and he's like, oh, well, have a good night. I'm like, okay, bye. And I wasn't like particularly attached to the outcome of like sleeping with him, but you know, lo and behold, 5 minutes later, he comes back and he's like, I forgot to get your name. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. So he was like, oh, do you have like plans later? I'm like, well, I'm working. I could be down. It was a tentative, like, I'm down. So anyways, so he gets my number, we start making plans. I'm the last person at work. I'm like getting out at like 12:30. Also, there's a fucking like hurricane. I don't know, for any of you that are in New York, yesterday we had like a fucking class 4 hurricane where it was just like raining fucking sideways and the wind was fucking crazy. So anyways, I didn't really care. I was really fucking horny and I needed to be fucked. So anyways, let's get to the text messages, because that's where things get interesting. So we're like kind of making plans, and he's like, oh, by the way, are you bi? And I'm like, I mean, I don't know. I've been feeling things for girls lately that I am kind of want to explore. But anyways, I was like, not really, but I could be open. And then I was like, also, I'm transgender. Like, I chose to disclose that just because I don't have a vagina. So if I had a pussy, I would not. I'd be like, I wouldn't care. He's like, interesting. I had a feeling. And then this is where, you know, oh, this has never happened before. And I'm intrigued by you. Honestly, my two least favorite words in the Merriam-Webster dictionary are intrigued and curious, because the amount of times that I have heard that from literally every fucking man, like, I could fucking pay my rent if I had a dollar for every time I've heard those two words when I've disclosed that I am transgender. Literally, like, 9 times out of 10, 19 times out of 20 even, I would say, like, these men do not give a fuck. Like, I mean, it automatically just kind of gets like sexual really quickly, but 9 times out of 10, they like do not give a fuck, because I mean, hello, look at me, I'm gorgeous. But like, men are like fucking on trans women, and most men don't give a fuck. Like, I'm sorry, but it's true. They don't. I have 15 minutes left of recording time on my camera, so hopefully, no, so it needs to get done in 15 minutes. So anyways, where were we? Oh yeah, we were talking about how most cis men do not care about fucking on trans women if they find them attractive, because to them, a-hole is a-hole, but most of them will not admit that, but if you are alone in a room with them, they will go for it. Anyways, so we have that conversation. He's like, oh, I've never done this before, blah, blah, blah. Have had this conversation a million fucking times. And then he starts asking me like questions that are no longer pertinent to like the hookup, being like, have you ever thought about getting vaginoplasty? And I literally was like, I'm not answering that. I'm not like disclosing that information with you. Like, you do not need to disclose anything personal about your transition with cis people or just people in general, because that is just like so invasive and like such an inherent part of your journey. And like, you know, like, sorry, sirens in the background, but yeah, your journey is like very personal and it's just such an invasion of space. So I have no problem being a fucking cunt to people and being like, yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you my dead name. No, I'm not going to tell you if I've thought about getting the surgery and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's none of your fucking business. And I would highly encourage you, as well as, you know, if you've like told people things about your transition and have felt shitty about it after, like, protect your fucking peace. It took me a minute to learn that, like, not everybody needs to know everything, and like, I'm not going to satisfy somebody else's like curiosity in that regard. Like, that's just not a thing. So anyways, I shut that down. I was like, do you have wine? let's come get this. Let's get this work. Like, I am ready to be dicked the fuck down. So anyways, like I was saying before, we're in the middle of a fucking hurricane and I'm like, I'm getting dick. I do not care. So I come back to my apartment. I like douche because I didn't douche before I left and I should have. Luckily, it was a super easy cleaning experience. And yeah, so I literally run out to my fucking Uber. I like the wind is like fucking crazy. I like get to his place. He's like, you know, I'll be down there in just a second. I make the mistake of getting out of the fucking Uber and I'm outside for a solid like minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes in a fucking hurricane, looking like a dumb fucking whore in the middle of a fucking, like in the middle of Hurricane Katrina with a mini skirt and little boots and my hair is fucking blowing everywhere. And I'm just fucking pissed. And I'm like on my phone texting him, I'm like, where the fuck are you? Get the fuck downstairs. This is fucking ridiculous. He finally gets downstairs, like literally walking across the hallway. I'm literally like looking at him and being like, pick up the fucking pace, because I am outside in inclement weather. So he gets to the fucking door. I'm like, fuck you, first of all. And then he's like on the eighth, it's like an 8-story walk up, which apparently those exist. So that was kind of crazy. So we walk up to his place, exchange pleasantries, get right to it. And normally I'm not like a casual hookup girly, but like I said before, was not really looking for something serious. And I just wanted to be dicked down, because if I want princess treatment, I get princess treatment. If I'm looking for courtship, then I will get that. And I do not settle for less. But I needed an itch scratched. And the sex was not bad. He definitely fucked me like he hated me. And I prefer that as opposed to like, oh my God, like, just like sex where like men are like trying to like fall in love with you is just like the most like disgusting thing to me in the world. And I think that part of that is like sex work, of like people are trying to like look in my eyes and people like just like trying to kiss me, like, ew. Like, kissing just like not intimate to me whatsoever. Like, I honestly, like, I just I want to be treated like a princess in the streets and a fucking a skank in the sheets, or a slut in the sheets, whatever. Like, I need to be severely disrespected, or else I will have no respect for you as a man. Sorry, because that's some simpy Hallmark shit, and I'm not going to deal with that. So anyways, I got dick down. Did I have an orgasm? No, but, I mean, that's just how it goes as a straight as a mostly straight woman. But I texted him and I was like, do you want to come over for round two? And he was like, oh, I can't tonight. So bummer. But it did feel nice. And like, I hate to say it, but it did feel validating that like I pulled a fucking 10. Because I mean, hello, I'm a 10. And just to get dick down and just to like remember that there are other men out there, plenty of other men out there. So, you know, that's just me talking about how I got some dick after I was in a drought and I broke my fucking no dopamine, whatever. And it was kind of crazy. I don't know if it was worth going out in a fucking hurricane for, but I mean, honestly, it was fun. I needed it. I needed to shake it up a little bit. And now I have a fun story to tell you, because honestly, like the last month and a half, I've been a fucking old lady, like reading fucking books and working on Cool Trans Girl and, like doing Pilates. Like that has literally been my life for the last, like, you know, 2 months or so. So anyways, All of this goes to show that what I'm trying to talk about is, I guess, like confidence and stepping into a room and owning your sexiness, owning your sex appeal, smiling, looking hot, looking gorgeous. Don't dull yourself down for cis people. Don't ever dull yourself down for anybody. If you show up as your most radiant self, like, you will attract attention. You will attract, like, you know, you can pull like hot ass men if you want to. I don't know if this is like fucking productive advice or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, show up as your most authentic version of yourself and don't be afraid to exist within cis spaces and just like own that space in general. Yeah, and I have an article on my blog called The 11 Tips for Building Confidence as a Trans Woman, and I kind of talk about, like, different things that have helped me, just because, like, I've been in a dark place, and I came from a place of having very low self-worth. So for me, like, it's kind of crazy to, like, be where I am now and to just feel really good in my own skin, even though, you know, I still get dysphoria from time to time. I'm not immune to that, just like any other trans individual. But just to know, like, a year ago, I was in such a different space where I really just did not respect myself and did not view myself as beautiful. And to now be in a place and just, like, be telling myself, like, I am the most magnetic person when I walk into a room, and I am so gorgeous and I feel so beautiful, and I, you know, feel the rain on your skin. Like, I just am in a really good place right now. And I think that we as trans women should all exist within that place and not hold shame for who we are, and just demand respect from the world and not really care if other people are judging us or whatever. Like, I'm sorry, that's your fucking problem. Like, you can choke, I don't care. But anyways, that's the episode for Cool Trans Girl Confessional. Please visit my blog, cooltransgirl.com. Hopefully you like this content. I'm sure it was like a little bit TMI, but I just kind of wanted it to be girl talk. I also, after I just like literally like just like told you this fucking 40-minute story of how I got absolutely fucking railed, I have a weekly wellness newsletter. So if you go to my website, it's a pop-up when you get to the homepage, or if you scroll through literally any blog post, at the bottom of the blog post, there's an opt-in gate where you can put in your email, and every Monday you will be sent a weekly wellness newsletter, which is just an iconic quote from somebody that I love, a weekly mantra, so something that you can say to yourself that's assuring for you throughout the week that you can practice, a journal prompt, so something that you don't even necessarily have to journal about it, but it's just a question for you to like kind of think on and reflect on a little bit, and some words of affirmation for me, and honestly, whatever else I fucking feel like putting in that goddamn newsletter. But, you know, sign up for the newsletter. I guarantee you'll love it. It's adorable. I try to make it as fun as possible. And I just think it's a great way to start your week every Monday. So anyways, thanks you guys for listening to the first episode of Cool Trans Girl Confessional. I'm so excited to continue making more episodes and to bring more trans women on here. Anyways, love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting me. And yeah, have a good day. I don't know. I need to find a better outro, but that's how I'm leaving it. Bye. Period.